everyone. It's me, Livy, again. Back at it at me versus my PMDD. This is day 3, and I'm still surprised that I even have the courage to keep going with this series, but I really hope you guys enjoy this, or at least get something out of it, because it helps me de-stress. It helps me feel like, you know, I can actually relate to, you know, others. Because I'm not alone in this, and the symptoms, they're all there. And I just like to hear from others that I'm not the only one going through all this. So I hope this makes you feel the same. So let's just start with my morning. Well, I woke up, and for some reason I just didn't sleep well till last night. And I had some weird dreams, not too sure what exactly, but can't really remember, but it was interesting, I could tell you that, but otherwise, completely forgot about it. And for some reason, I woke up feeling actually really good this morning, so I thought maybe, you know, maybe my PMDD monster isn't gonna just come out today, you know, not as much. Because usually PMDD monsters like, "Rawr, I'm gonna get you." It's always there. It's like poking you in the side all the time. And that shit hurts sometimes, man. But I felt good, but I had some couple mild bad thoughts about things, but that's usually normal. I get grouchy in the morning, and I'm not quite a morning person anymore, like I used to be as a kid. So, usually when I got in my car, I actually started feeling, like, pains in my stomach, like someone just hit me with 20 bricks, and that shit hurt, man. But, I hustled through the morning, and, you know, sitting down helps, actually, so good thing I'm in school, so I'm usually always sitting down or pushing my way through a crowd of people, but mostly sitting down. But when I got to my geometry class, actually felt pretty good about my test. I had a test in there, and I'm actually really good at math, and my family, they're all good at math too, but they hated geometry, and for some reason, I'm the only one who seems to understand or be able to even do it, along with normal math. It's weird, but I did, you know, I did what I had to do, and I seemed to just do it very well. Who knew? And, when I got to lunch, I felt, like, very, very, you know, just kind of left out because one of my friends and one of my other, what was it, Gare and Iz, yeah, they both are very interesting people. One's a gay male and the other one's a freshman, but they're in the band with me, so it's chill. They're interesting. I love them. And to be honest, I felt a little left out because they were, you know, really fast walkers, and I'm over here, like, short as heck, 5'2", almost 5'1", now. It's hectic. I used to be 5'3 and a half, but now I'm 5'2 and a half, and now I'm just like, really? Man, come on. But, I just felt like, you know, a little left out, but when I got back to the table with my food, yeah, I'm just thinking about how to pronounce this. I mean, honestly, I'm not using anyone's real names, but I'm just gonna call her B. B came to sit with us, and usually I have a group of friends who sits with me every day, and a couple people come to join us every once in a while, because I'm friends with everyone, and, you know, I got tired of walking around so much with my short legs and everything, so they just come to me now. And she's, you know, I have feelings for B, but I already told her, and she just seemed to move on from it, but she's still a really great friend, and she just makes me feel alive, and I just hope one day maybe she'll feel a little spark and try something, but so much for that. But, you know, throughout the rest of the day, I just felt really exhausted, and I feel like I can't really do anything with my PMDD. It just hits like a ton of bricks. It's like, everything's okay, and then you stand up and you get hit with a really bad headache. It's like that but just while I'm walking or sitting down or reading or concentrating, it's so bad. And, for real, throughout the rest of the day, it was actually pretty normal. My PMDD monster didn't want to really come out, so that was actually a really good plus for today, besides the pains. And turns out I'm really good at Spanish if I, you know, am able to concentrate without PMDD monster looking over my shoulder. But otherwise, you know, I still felt like my vagina was going to fall out of my body at some point. And, all in the end of the day, at color guard practice, everything was normal. I actually had a good time, and I love my team so much. I couldn't ask for anything more. But eventually, I had to go take a couple people home. And one of those people is my friend, Care. I already talked about her in the second episode. Well, she got that vape I was talking about taken away by her aunt. Because apparently her aunt found it at her house. And I was like, oh, because Care had actually hidden it in her purse and hidden the purse. So her aunt legit went inside of her room and just started digging around, which is actually kind of fucking mean. But when I dropped her off, I felt bad because her aunt and her uncle that she lives with, ooh, they were gonna break somebody's neck, I swear. I just pray she didn't get beat that hard, you know, because, I mean, not obviously beat, but like, you know, verbally and emotionally. But when I got home, I had to sat there for an hour basically to relax my body because it hurt so much and I was in pain. And of course, my mom started getting irritated with me because I wasn't getting up fast enough or cleaning fast enough. But eventually, I ended up, you know, getting up because she said if I didn't finish anything or everything, I wouldn't be able to go to the beach tomorrow. Oh yeah, by the way. Friday through Sunday, I'm basically gonna be at the beach, but Sunday I have to, like, get up at 12 and leave for home because I have a little, what was it called? It's like a little recital for all the visuals, like the dance team, the majorettes, and the color guard. It's just like a free little thing at the school. It's so hard sometimes, though, like, to get up and just start doing stuff. If it just feels like my brain wants to get up and do work and my body won't, and I can't, and it's like a battle every single time I try to get up. It's so bad. Even when I get up, it's just doesn't feel worth it, and I'm just so tired of it, and I'm ready to just start getting things going so I can go to the beach and relax, and hopefully my period will start. I know that's not what everyone expects when they go to the beach, but God forbid, please. So tired of these emotions. But I eventually apologize to my mom for being so slow, but she knows it's frustrating and she's just trying her best to cope with it too, because she has depression and anxiety and OCD and a lot more other problems, but she's trying, and I really appreciate her for that. Eventually I ended up cleaning my bathroom and actually getting organized and scooping the litter box and my guinea pig crate. And my mom actually gave me a present. It's something called Nair, and you rub it on your leg, let it sit for like, rub it on any part of your body with hair on it, let it sit for 8 minutes, and then like wipe it off with like hot water or with a nice warm towel, and that will take the hair off. It doesn't irritate your skin or anything. So if you ever get nicked like I used to when I shaved my legs all the time, even though I've been doing this for years, then try some Nair. That stuff actually really does work. And it's got aloe vera and all this nice stuff in it to keep your skin smooth, and baby oil. And it could be used on any parts of your body, like the underpit, your leg, heck, even for your vajayjay. And, you know, during all this, at the end of the day, I just tried to look around and find others like me. And so I found this app on Instagram where you can find others like you, and it's like a group community kind of thing. And you sign up to it and you basically write down, you know, what you have, what's happening, and they connect you to a group of people just like you. And I really honestly think that's amazing, so I'm going to see how that works out. And that's basically it for my day. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I know I talk really fast, but just wanted to say thank you for listening, and thank you for putting your time in just to hear any of this or relate to it. Just know you're not alone. I know it's really hard, and I tell myself that all the time, but it's hard to believe that. Sometimes. But I hope you have a great day, evening, morning. And just stay peaceful, my dude.